أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقيل اليوم ننساكم كما نسيتم لقاء يومكم هذا ومأواكم النار وما لكم من ناصرين. Continuing the discussion with regards to those that disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, it will be said to them, نَنْسَاكُمْ كَمَا نَسِيتُمْ لِقَاءَ يَوْمِكُمْ هَذَا. We have forgotten you, like how you have forgotten the meeting of this day of yours. Now here, most important of all is that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala never forgets. And here what reference is being made towards is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not meet them with rahmah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not deal with them with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's rahmah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will not look towards them with the gaze of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's rahmah. In one hadith, it comes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, first, you were in the world, then I got spouses for you. In other words, Allah ta'ala created the system where man marries woman. Did you not have that great pleasure and great honor? So they will reply in the affirmative. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, I had given you honor in the world. Did you not see that honor? Did you not experience that honor? They will reply in the affirmative. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say that I made subservient to you and I subjected horses and camels to you. In other words, the animals that you would ride. That the person will reply, or they will reply, yes, in the affirmative. I made you leaders of your tribes. I made you leaders of your communities. They will reply, yes, in the affirmative. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask them, that did the thought of Qiyamah ever come in your heart? They will reply, no. And then Allah Rabbul Izzat will make the declaration that I have forgotten you today, like how you have forgotten to meet this day. And hence Allah says, وَمَأْوَاكُمُ النَّارِ. Your abode will be the fire of Jahannam. وَمَا لَكُم مِّن نَاصِرِينَ. And there will be no helper, there will be no assister for you. ذَلِكُمْ بِأَنَّكُمُ اتَّخَذْتُمْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ هُزُوًا. Some of the reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will deal with them in this fashion and in this manner is because you in the material world, you had made a mockery of the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see around us today in the world a great mockery of the ahkam, the laws of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is being made. Secondly, وَغَرَّتْكُمُ الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا, is that this material world has beguiled you, this material world has deluded you, and it made you forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَالْيَوْمَ لَا يُخْرَجُونَ مِنْهَا وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says on that day, they will not be taken out from it. In other words, from this misery, this pitiable plight that they will be in, the fire of Jahannam, they will not be taken out from it. وَلَا هُمْ يُسْتَعْتَبُونَ. And nor would they be given the chance, or nor would they be requested to go back and make tawbah. Now here Allah brings us to a very, very important point, that the place of tawbah is in this world. The place of a'mal is in this world. We make errors, we make mistakes, turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for forgiveness. Don't wait for later, because later may never come. And hence, let us continuously make tawbah and become obedient to Allah, because Allah makes it very clear that day on the day of Qiyamah, they will not be asked to do so, it will not be expected of them to do so, and they will not be even given the chance to make tawbah once again. فَلِلَّهِ الْحَمْدُ رَبِّ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَرَبِّ الْأَرْضِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. To Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all praises, who is the Rabb of the skies, who is the Rabb of the earth, and Allah is the Rabb of the entire universe. We began the surah also with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In between, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded us of Allah's majesty, Allah's creation. Now the surah also concludes with the praises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He be praised. Whatever is in the skies, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains. Whatever is in the earth, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains. Nay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sustains everything in the entire universe. وَلَهُ الْكِبْرِيَاءُ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala belongs the majesty of the skies and the earth. All of it belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In this world, man gets a little arrogant now and then. Groups of people may get arrogant or now and then, but the real and true majesty and dominion belongs only to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ. And it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Al-Aziz, Allah who is Almighty, and there is no one that can compare in the might of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Al-Hakim, and it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is all-wise. He sends down through His wisdom the ahkam and the laws, and He adjudicates our lives through His wisdom, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places in our taqdeer through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's wisdom, and everything happens through the wisdom of Allah Rabbul Izzat. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.